Joining us now is the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Bob Stoops, with us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with Mike and Mike and the Hall of Famer Chris Carter here. Good morning. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you, Mike. Mike and Chris, good to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Was there any sweating, any trepidation, any concern? Your team wrapped up the Big 12 a week ago, then you had this week off. A lot of other teams are playing. There was an overwhelming expectation that you would stay right where you were in the playoff, and that is what happened. But was there any concern on your part leading up to the announcement yesterday?
Not really, not with the way we had played, in a championship game. We, at away from home at Oklahoma State, and you win by 35 in that scenario. I don't know how you could go back. You might go up a little, but so I didn't really feel there would be anything to worry about.
And that was certainly the way you finished up there. But going back in the season a little bit, just to get your thoughts. After you had lost to Texas, so what, 5 weeks into the season, what was the thought then? The long-range thought, obviously you go week to week, but the long-range thought when you dropped that one about the potential chance to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was a difficult time, but, the players had a great attitude to work. We kept our heads as coaches. I was really emphatic with the coaches to – just really emphasize areas we got to improve. Let's go against each other, make sure we're making that improvement. We had some younger and inexperienced guys in some spots that really started to grow up then. And, then we just worked our way past it and really just evolved and morphed into this, into a really good football team. Each and every week it seemed like we got better and better.
Coach, when does the preparation for Clemson begin? You got a sneak preview in last year's bowl game with their quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Have you already started looking at tape, or did you enjoy last night's being selected to the playoff?
Well, we've been out recruiting all last week, and last week we really didn't know who we were going to play. So, and now this week we have to continue to recruit. It's our last week that we're allowed to be on the road recruiting. So we'll start when we get back off the road recruiting Friday and through the weekend. Probably have our first, we'll have a practice this coming weekend. But that'll be more centered on us, competing against ourselves, kind of like you do in the spring. The first few practices will be sharpening ourselves up while we continue to work the plan, this weekend and through next week.
Yeah, if you could, get into that a little bit. People don't know, you have so much time. How many practices are you allowed? How many will you spend really self-scouting and maybe letting younger guys practice to get them more reps? How do you break it down?
Yeah, the first, we'll have 13. The way I have it set today, there's going to be 13 practices. Now, that can be adjusted. The first three or four will be really going against each other, good against good, simulating almost like a scrimmage, like going up and down the field without going to the ground, just where the ball would be down and kind of get game, some game atmosphere that way, the way we're competing against each other. And then at the end of those practices, we'll have an extra 20, 30 minutes where we have the younger guys in more. Some of that, you pull the seniors out and you really work a lot of your freshmen and sophomores get more work.
Now, Coach Bob Stoops joining us on the line. 17 years at Oklahoma, a number of years, Coach, it's been rumored you're leaving, you're going somewhere else, and I know you being a good Ohio guy, you really would like to stay in one place and build your legacy. Won championships before. How rewarding is it for you to be able to stay there and persevere and take this team into the second year they're having the college playoff?
Yeah, Chris, it really is, especially after a tough year a year ago. Going, 8-5, and at our place, everybody thinks the sky is falling, and should be. I do too. That's just not us. But to be back in it, and really for 17 years to have been as consistent as we have, I think that someone had said 13 of the last 16 years we've had 10 or more wins. So to be back in a championship hunt is great. But for us, you got to go win it, and that's what we'll focus on.
Well, certainly it's a while before you start game planning. And I know the bowl game didn't go well last year with Clemson, but I honestly don't put a ton into bowl games. There's a whole lot of different mindset that can go on in bowl games when they're not in the championship. But out of Clemson this year, just first your general thoughts, I'm sure just watching a guy like Deshaun Watson and his ability at the quarterback position.
Yeah, he's a great player. Geez, you know, and I've only been able to see so far, you know, just what you've seen on TV here and there when you're watching before our games. But got great respect for him. Just how smooth he is as an athlete, running great arm motion, great thrower. You know, special player, and then you know, offensively they're creative in how they get him to make plays. And then, you know, they've been great defensively too. Brent Venables, their D coordinator, is a guy that spent a long time with us, Mike and I, at Kansas State and at Oklahoma, and he's done a great job with their defense.
Finally, Bob Stoops with us here playing Clemson, 4 o'clock Eastern, December 31st in the Orange Bowl, the national semifinal, the second year of this college football playoff. I'd like to just take you back one more time to the middle of it, because I think all people in any profession or whatever it might be, you encounter an enormous setback. And your team did in that game against Texas, because not only is it a tough loss, but it's to your rival, and you know all the conversation that was coming up. To what would you attribute, if there was one special thing or one key thing that enabled your team to turn it from where it was then to where it is right now, what's that one thing?
That would be just a positive mindset. Just we refused to succumb to what everyone wanted to say. Just stay positive and keep working, and we were able to do that.
And then as far as one question that a lot of people do ask, there's positives and there's negatives. For those that would want to be in the Final Four and are on the outside looking in, one of the things they say is, yes, Oklahoma beat those other big teams in the Big 12, but he did it against their backup quarterbacks, and that should mean something. What do you say to people who say that?
Oh, I don't need to say anything, you know, just watch us play.
Well, there you go. Simple as that. You're in the Final Four and they're not. Bob, congratulations.
Right.
Enjoy it. Obviously, you got a lot of time to get yourself ready, but good luck with the recruiting and everything else, and we'll see you New Year's Eve. Best of luck.
Okay, guys, always great to be with you.